Shvius, Perik Yud, Mishnah Zion 10:7. This Mishnah talks about a kaveris. A kaveris is a beehive, and it's a synthetic beehive that people make to raise bees and get honey. Now, for reasons I cannot tell you, every time the Mishnah talks about a kaveris, it's a difficult Mishnah. This Mishnah, the exact focus of the Mishnah is actually a machlokas to the Meforshim. I'm going to go with the Bartanura's pshat, even though it doesn't conform with the Halach Lamaisa, to the extent there is Halach Lamaisa here, just because the Bartanura's pshat is much easier, and because Bartanura is our hero, we always follow Bartanura. So I'm going to go with him, and if you want to look deeper into this Mishnah, you're welcome to look at the other Meforshim who understand it differently, but for a variety of reasons, more difficult way. So the Mishnah is talking about a kaveris, the beehive. And the case here is a beehive that's sitting on the ground, but not actually attached to the ground. So the question is, does the beehive have a status of karka, of ground? And the idea would be that since the beehive really, while not physically attached to the ground, is intended to stay in place indefinitely, so it's sort of, let's call it conceptually, perhaps, it's a machlokas here at the time, perhaps ground. It's like attached to the ground because it's not going anywhere, not meant to go anywhere. It stays permanently there forever. So the question therefore becomes, in the Mishnah, does such a beehive have the status of karka, of ground, or no? It's sitting. It's like any other movable object, and the fact that it's intended to stay there forever doesn't make a difference. And the Mishnah will discuss a variety of different practical ramifications of whether or not it's considered to be the ground. So the punchline will be that Rabbi Eliezer holds that it is like the ground, and the Chachamim say, no, it's not like the ground. Okay, and the Halacha will be like the Chachamim, meaning it's not like the ground. So the Mishnah says inside, a kaveris tevorim, you have a beehive. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, harei hika karka, it has the exact status of being ground, even though it's not attached to the ground. And there being the case, kos fanalea prusbol. First of all, that's our point of departure. If a borrower has a beehive that's sitting somewhere, even if he hasn't got rights to the land beneath the beehive, he has no rights to put the beehive down over there, it's just a beehive sitting around somewhere. Says Rabbi Eliezer, that beehive has a status of karka, of ground, and therefore a lender could write a prusbol against it. Also, since it's considered to be ground, eina mikabelas tuma bimkoma, provided it's still in the place where it belongs, in its permanent place, so then this beehive, although it's got a status of a kli, of utensil, because it's this man-made artifice thing to raise bees, and it could be normally considered to be a kli, because you make a kli out of things that grow from the ground, like wood, so such a kli, as long as it can hold things like a beehive can, is, yes, susceptible to tuma, mekabelas tuma. However, there's a general rule that when anything is attached to the ground, it's mechubra lekarka, it's impervious to becoming tame, of receiving tuma, and that being the case, since the kaveris is considered to be part of the ground, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it will be impervious to tuma. It's, as the Mishnah says, ve'enam kabelas tuma, it won't receive tuma, again, bimkoma, provided that the beehive is in its proper place. It hasn't been dislodged from where it belongs, in which case it would be like any other movable object and would be mekabel tuma. And finally, baharod memena b'shabas chayev. Now, the word rodeh, radia, means to take down. It usually applies to taking bread out of an oven. It's a borrowed term here, really. We're talking about removing a honeycomb from within the beehive. So if the beehive has a status of ground, to remove the honeycomb would be like detaching the produce from the ground. And on Shabbos, one cannot do that. There's a malacha. One of the malachas is kotzer, is harvesting, is detaching things that are attached to the ground from the ground produce. And if you treat the kaveris, the beehive, as ground, so then removing the honeycomb is like detaching foodstuffs that were attached to the ground. And therefore, harod memeno, if one detaches honeycomb from the beehive, since it's considered to be ground, if you do it on Shabbos, chayev, you are obligated to bring a chatas, so you do an isra d'oraisa of detaching from the ground. If you're scratching your head thinking, wait a second, even if it's like ground, it isn't actually ground necessarily, to that, so the Bartanura brings a pasuk to support that, because the pasuk says v'yitbol osa b'yar osa devash. Pasuk in Shmuel talks about, it means dipping it in the forest of honey, and of course honey is not a forest, so what could forest of honey mean? It's coming to teach you that the honey, while in the honeycomb, is treated as if it were a forest, things that are attached to the ground, and therefore one is obligated, is chayiv, to bring a chatas. He breaks the derais of Shabbos if he harvests honey from a honeycomb. You'll please forgive me, my voice is getting hoarse, I don't know why. In any case, the chacham disagree, the chacham omrim eneka karka. The chacham say no, a beehive is not considered to be ground, it's not attached to the ground, it's a kli. And that being the case, they disagree on all three of those points. First of all, they say, therefore, the ein kos from the prusbol, you cannot write a prusbol based on the borrower having a beehive, because it's like having a briefcase or having whatever, you know, a garbage can. Doesn't justify itself as being ground. So no prusbol. And second of all, mekubelis tuma bimkoma, it can receive tuma, it can become tummy even if it's in its place. Meaning, since it's just a kli, it's like a, you know, whatever, it's a garbage can or a basket sitting on the floor, it can be mekabel tuma as appropriate. And finally, v'harod memena b'shabas pator. If one detaches honeycomb from the beehive, since it's not considered to be the ground, there's no such thing as causing it, looking at it as being like a derais of harvesting of coats or harvesting produce from the ground. Therefore, one's exempt. As far as yaros tavash, the pasuk, so it's very possible that the expression yaros tavash is referring to not honey in a beehive, but rather sugar cane growing. And the word tavash in that pasuk is referring to not honey but sugar. And the yaros tavash is the collection of sugar cane. That is a possibility. Fine. The halacha is going to be like the chachamim, meaning that according to the Bar Tanura, a kaveris, a beehive, does not have the status of ground, so you can't write a prusbol, it's not mekabel tuma, and you're not chayav on Shabbos if you take the honeycomb out. As I said, the Bar Tanura's pshat is his pshat, and more or less his pshat alone. It doesn't seem to conform with, it's based on a Yerushalmi, not the Bavli. The Bavli seems to disagree, and the other Mefarshei HaMishnah go with the Bavli's approach. Therefore, they understand the whole Mishnah is talking about not the status of a beehive on the ground that's not attached to the ground, but rather it's talking about the status of the honey in the beehive. But that's more difficult to explain in the words. And like I said, I'm sticking to the Bar Tanura, which is the policy of this year anyways. And we stay with that. And if you want to investigate further, you are certainly welcome too.